join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning with hearts that are full of grief. We ache with Rick and Kim and the Nagel family over the senseless death of their daughter, Whitney. We can't help but wonder why and how you could allow something so terrible to happen to such a lovely person and such a faithful family. We might wonder where you were and where you are. A lot of questions come up when tragedy strikes and we're reminded just how fragile life is and how fleeting. This week I found great comfort in being reminded from Psalm 34 that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and that he saves the crushed in spirit. God, we are so grateful you're not distant or absent in times of trouble. Rather, you're present before any human first responder. You care more than we could possibly imagine. You weep with us like Jesus wept over the death of Lazarus. And most of all, you know what we need, and you promise to supply such needs according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. God, we thank you for such promises, and we thank you for allowing us to cry and doubt and ask questions and get angry and all the things that we humans do. And as we open your word this morning, I ask that you would comfort our hearts in the variety of ways that we need it, that you would strengthen our faith, and that you would empower us as your people to support one another through pain and grief and tribulation in a world that's fallen short of your design, but certainly not out of your reach. In your gospel, may we find peace and the assurance that you love us and that you haven't given up on us or forsaken us. And we pray these things in your precious and holy name. Amen.